here's a story from The World.
Every year, the European Parliament presents an award known as the Sakharov Prize. It goes to people and organizations that defend human rights and fundamental freedoms. This year, a man from Iraq has been nominated. Archbishop Najib Mikhail Musa fled his city in northern Iraq just as the Islamic State was snatching up territory in 2014. The archbishop escaped with his life. The award nomination is for what he was able to bring with him. The World's Shirin Jafari has his story.
The night of August 6, 2014, is one that Archbishop Najib Mikhail Musa will never forget. He even has a name for it.
I call it Black Night.
Black Night, because it was the most harrowing experience of his life, he says. He'd found out that the Islamic State militants were about to take over his city of Qarakosh in northern Iraq.
At midnight, with two brothers, I start to leave with many thousands of families crying, shouting, and most of them, they have no cars.
The residents of Qarakosh had reason to escape. The city was home to Iraq's largest Christian communities, and the Islamic State, a Sunni extremist group, believes that Christians are inferior.
I feel that something very dangerous happened against our life and against our heritage.
As a prominent leader in the local Catholic community, Musa was in charge of thousands of ancient manuscripts covering a wide range of subjects.
Theology, philosophy, astrology, astronomy, medicine.
Stacks of handwritten texts from the 12th and 13th centuries.
This collection is very important for all humanity because they don't talk about just a Christian or just about Iraq, but they're talking about human history.
He was worried that ISIS would destroy them, and he had good reason to be concerned. He had fled with them once before. In 2003, he says, the US-led invasion of Iraq unleashed a wave of anti-Christian attacks across the country. His church in Mosul was targeted.
And also they put my name in the list of the dangerous person to be killed.
In 2007, Musa thought it was no longer safe to stay in Mosul. But if he was leaving, he was taking the documents with him. Over several clandestine trips, he moved them to Qarakosh, about 20 miles south of Mosul. Then, on that black night in August 2014, he found himself doing the same thing again.
We put what we had in the cars. We had two cars. And also, when we find many people crying without car and they want to save their life, we ask them to coming in our car and sitting on the heritage.
Men, women, children sat on top of cardboard boxes full of fragile ancient manuscripts.
And we said we will live together or we will die together.
The cars sped off into the darkness, headed to the Kurdish region of Iraq, to safety.
At 5:30 a.m., a young girl start saying, "Father, father, look at your right." And I see many cars with ISIS with their black and white flags, and they are ready to attack us.
That's it, he thought. They were about to be ambushed.
And I start to pray. Really, I ask God to give me 10 hands or 10 legs to save.
More strength to save the people and the manuscripts. As they drove away from the city, Musa remembers Kurdish security forces opening fire on the ISIS convoy speeding to town. They managed to hold them back while his car and other civilians got through the checkpoints. Archbishop Musa and the others in the caravan eventually made it to safety. But they were lucky, says Rain Hanna, who heads the Assyrian Policy Institute, a US-based nonprofit that advocates for the rights of minorities in the Middle East. Not all Christians in Qarakosh were able to leave, she says.
There was a smaller number of Christians or Assyrians that lived under ISIS rule. And of course, these were more elderly members of the community who were not able to travel. And you can imagine that it was a very traumatic experience, very scary and unknown on the day-to-day basis.
Human rights groups have documented atrocities against Christians in areas under ISIS control. They say what happened to the Yazidis was even worse, calling it a genocide. The Islamic State also pillaged and destroyed heritage sites. For a while, it was making money off of selling historic artifacts on the black market. The documents that Archbishop Musa helped save have been digitized and exhibited in France and Italy. as for where they are now?
I don't tell you exactly where is it.
Fair enough. But he says they're still in Iraq and he wants to keep it that way. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari. From PRX.